Good morning, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. I am Ryan McQueenie, joined as always by the lovely Kate Harrington.
Hey.
How are you doing this week, Kate?
I'm delightful.
It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple weeks, three.
I was sad without it. My Fridays were very
boring. Almost a month, actually. Maybe a whole month.
No.
Well, I'm, you know, as sad as you were, I'm sure our listeners were more sad.
Probably.
So there are people out there rejoicing because we are back. 11 o'clock's on Friday. 11 o'clock on Fridays. And we will be here for the rest of the quarter, and we're very excited about it. So we're coming at you with a couple different things today. And I think we're going to hit you from a few sides. But first, I want to introduce Brendan Peterson. He's on the air with us this morning.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm rusty. How are you, Brendan?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for asking. So Brendan is actually joining our team for this quarter. Full-fledged member of the Skrull Radio team, which I will say is the best team at the Aquabowl.
Yeah.
Shameless pitch, but
that's why I'm here.
So you're going to be hearing Brendan's voice more times than just this time.
You are rusty. What are you saying?
That was that one. I came out exactly
you're
how I wanted
be
it to come.
Hearing Brendan's voice.
Yeah, exactly. He will be joining us on air throughout the quarter. Hopefully, coming at us with some segments, helping Robert out. You know, just a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited to have Brendan on the team. Why don't we just kick it off real quick? Brendan, who are you? What are you studying? Where are you from?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Brendan. I'm a sophomore at DePaul. I'm a political science and journalism double major. I'm from the Northwest suburbs over by Crystal Lake, if you're familiar. And I'm happy to be here.
Great, great, great.
What a great radio presence you have.
I like it. It's a good radio voice.
It is.
Yeah. So I will say that you are very lucky because you get to participate in America's Favorite Game Show segment.
Lucky Brendan.
Word of the day. Word of the day for those
WOD.
WOD.
Wode.
For those of you who don't know, Word of the Day is a little game we play where we try to guess the meaning of a rare or uncommon word. Why do we do it, Kate?
Because words are the currency of life, obviously.
That's it. You know what? I forgot. I had forgotten that.
How could you?
Yeah, no, that's how
I'll remind you next week, too.
That's how long it's been. So this week's word is tropology. tropology. It is a noun.
Oh, okay.
And it is of Latin origin.
Okay.
Tropology.
I mean, immediately I think of apology.
Apology? I'm almost 100% sure that's not what it means.
Right.
Yeah.
rude.
Brendan, any early guesses? You don't have to have one. You can sit on it.
Sure, no. Okay. So, ology means it's a science or study of some kind. I think
apology isn't a study of anything.
Excuse me, are you coming at it with like rational knowledge? Because that's not how we play this game.
Yeah.
we just randomly guess things that don't make any sense.
Okay, noted.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I like this. Break it down. Give me the. What is this called?
Apology.
When you
apology.
Break down words, the.
Suffixing.
Oh, man. The etymology, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Etymology.
I didn't think you were going to have a real word.
Ology. There's ology.
That's the connection that we needed.
Okay.
So, trop. What could trop?
Tropical?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, study of tropical objects, perhaps?
Definitely not.
I don't know.
What is that the most insane thing?
It's a much better guess than your guess. So.
It's a tropical apology, right?
Yeah. Tropical apology.
Speaking of guesses, though.
In the Bermudas. Sorry.
Okay.
Right?
In the Bermudas. Yeah. But also, side note, do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, does it exist or is it cursed?
Yes. And yes.
Yes. Aren't those the same question?
I think it is like a physical location.
Well, that's undeniable.
Yeah. And so that's like, are there hats?
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely magical. I watched Lost. Man.
It's crazy. But I believe it was Lost. Was on a different ocean.
No, but it was also magical in a plane.
Is magical the word you want to use, or like supernatural, paranormal?
I like the word magical.
Magical is a little bit too light.
Supernatural is the word I would use.
Yeah.
Here's my
Yeah, because bad things happen, so it's not really like a magical.
Right. Here's my thing with the Bermuda Triangle. I think what happens is planes go missing, especially back in the day. That's the thing. You haven't heard about a Bermuda Triangle in a long time. Like, there hasn't been any recent Bermuda Triangle incidents.
This is true.
It's decades old at this point. And here's my thing. Back in the day, if you got on a plane, like, there's a good
sayonara,
chance. There's
yeah.
a good chance you weren't coming back. It was
in general,
fly at your own risk.
Okay, yeah.
And a boat in the middle of the ocean has never been a safe thing.
Yeah.
So my thought is, planes and boats sink and go missing all the time, and it's just a coincidence that there was several mysterious things all in the same area. But I think it can basically be chalked up to just people got lost.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to do more research.
Or there was a giant squid that attacked the boats.
I like that.
It was localized to the Bermuda Triangle neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe there's like a really cool like sandbar that is good for giant squids to eat at.
Are you implying that giant squid eat sand? Or a localization of fish?
Don't giant squids live in like the deep, deep ocean?
Yeah.
No, it's a deep, deep sandbar.
I think that's a direct contradiction of what a sandbar is.
Oh,
isn't that like an elevated platform of sand in the ocean?
Anyways, tropology.
Does it have to be sticking out? Okay, sorry. Tropology. Yeah, tropology.
We would like to tropologize for
for the tangent. If you have a guess, though, 773-325-7341.
Or
you can text us.
Or you can tweet at us, hashtag Skrull Nation.
Yes. Also.
Or is it Skrull Radio?
What?
Hashtag Skrull Radio.
Hashtag Skrull Radio.
Or Skrull Nation. I'll check both.
Either one. I would prefer Skrull Radio, but whatever.
I'll check Skrull Nation.
It's your own prerogative. Or if you have Skrull Nation added on Words with Friends, you can send us a private message on Words with Friends. We will be looking at that.
We are highly accessible.
Yeah. I also believe Robert is logged into our Club Penguin account right now. So you will also be able to find us there. We're at the billiards room. What are we talking
about
today?
Those are really good.
What are we talking about today?
First, we're going to talk about the fact that the Aqua Bowl is hiring for the next school year.
That's right. That's right. That's right. What's hiring?
Okay. Anyways.
Hiring for a
applications,
job.
Yes.
To work.
To work. To be a peer tutor.
Amazing. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Applications are due next week, April 15th.
Have you ever been
at
hired,
noon,
Kate?
I was hired here, actually.
What a coincidence.
Crazy.
That we're talking about.
Wait, I think
this.
We all were.
Wait, were you?
I just kind of walked in.
I was.
No one's asking any questions yet.
Okay, wait, let's get serious here. You say that again. I don't think anyone heard you.
Applications are due April 15th.
Friday, April 15th, which is 1 week from today.
By noon. So you can listen to Skrull Radio while you're finishing up your application and submit it before we're
You literally done. Have like almost exactly a week to get your applications in.
To the hour.
To the hour on the dot.
Pretty darn tootin' close, if I do say so myself.
Okay, let's look over the documents and stuff you need. What do you call those? The components.
Application materials?
Materials. That's the word I meant.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so six things you're going to need to apply. Letter of application.
Which if you have taken a Word class, a WRD class, ask your professor from that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, also let me rewind a second and tell people where I'm actually reading this off of. So if you go to depaul.edu/writing, which I hope is set as your homepage on your main browser,
Most frequently visited.
It is the Aqua Bowl's own website. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word. Website. So at DePaul.edu/writing, in the top left-hand corner, you'll see a tab that says who we are. And under that is join our staff. Also, we sent out an email blast to the whole student body last week. I got the email and I work here.
Yeah.
So how to apply. You'll see a button that says how to apply. Open it. Letter of application. Two writing samples. A resume or CV. An application form. And the application form is attached to the website. So it's all right there. And a letter of recommendation from faculty. So like you were saying, the...
Oh, yeah. I was confusing application and recommendation.
Yeah. The letter of application is more like a kind of a... It is a cover letter.
Like a personal statement.
Yeah.
And like why you would want to work there.
Here. So let's talk first about two writing samples, because that is... Everyone has those. You've all written. Everyone's written.
Especially if you are a student, which you have to be to work here.
True. Important to note that it has to be post-high school, so something that you've done in your college academic career. Do you remember what you used when you sent your stuff?
Yeah, I used a paper I wrote for my sophomore seminar, Erica Jong class, mm-hmm. which was about female writers. It was a pretty good paper.
I submitted a research paper about facial hair.
Ah, that was the Beards paper you used that
That
for?
Was the Beards paper that got me this job. It was a paper about the psychological and social psychological implications of having facial hair.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
I'm pretty sure mine was boring. I don't really remember what I think it was a communications 101 paper about different, but it's two samples. So I must have done, I think I did something from WRD too.
Yeah, definitely.
WRD 104 or whatever. So that's a good, obviously I would say submit the one that you feel most passionate about.
Yeah. And you're very proud of your writing abilities.
Something that makes you proud more so, like forget the grade that you got on it and forget, you know, whatever class it was for. I think every writer out there has something that they care a lot about, that they've written. And it doesn't even have to be from a class. It can be, can be a poem or a story or something. So, we look forward to seeing those. I won't be seeing them.
Me neither.
Not on the hiring committee, but, I know the hiring committee looks forward to reading those. Second thing, letter of recommendation. As you touched on, first year writing teachers, but it can be any faculty. So just anyone that you feel knows you well, I think.
Yeah. I had a journalism professor write mine. It was about 100 words and, nothing too fancy, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, because you're sitting here.
And then the other thing, I mean, resume and the application form. We could do a whole episode of Scrawl on resumes, and maybe we will at some point.
Maybe,
And the application form is pretty just kind of like fill in the blanks and do some explaining of stuff. So I want to talk briefly then about the cover letter / letter of application. I think we don't use the term cover letter particularly because it's not really like, you can definitely write it like how you would write a cover letter for sure, but there... You can also be a little creative with it.
Yeah.
And have it be a little bit different. I don't know if you... Do you remember what you wrote about in yours?
Oh, yeah. I utilized the Writing Center my freshman year a few times. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud of one of my papers that came out of my appointment because I thought I spent a lot of time like really focusing on it. So I mentioned that in my letter of application that I understood how helpful it was to have a second pair of eyes help you with your writing.
Cool.
Yeah. For my part, I think I talked about how when I was a teenager, not that I'm not still, but when I was a kid at home, I taught swim lessons for summers and summers and summers. So I really connected with that idea of teaching and helping people in that way with like skills that I have. And I could swim at one point and that was fun. I can still swim, but I don't like competitively swim anymore. But I connected with that idea of helping people basically with skills. And so I kind of talked about that and said like coupled with this other skill that I have in writing, I would really love to have this job and just talked about like how much I wanted the job how much it would mean to have it.
Yeah, that's interesting because I kind of went the same route and tried to express how passionate I was about it.
Yeah.
So I think... you know, there's when you're applying for not to say a regular job, but I think being a peer writing tutor at the Aquabo is a little bit unique. So yeah. It's a little bit different. I think that cover letters can get formulaic, and I think this gives you an opportunity to kind of break out of that formula if you choose to. So, right. And there's all sorts of information that they recommend that you touch on, and you can find that at the with the hiring information on the website. Just some stuff that they point out, your writing background, so academically and work related experiences, doing peer review, writing workshops, experiences that help us understand some of the ways you interact with others. So I think that's your swim lessons, mm-hmm. Special knowledge, trainer experiences, writing or learning experiences that you found challenging. Co-curricular activities in which you have been a participant or served in a leadership role, and what you know about us. So, for example, if you have visited the Writing Center, so that yeah. is where Kate slid in.
I did.
So
totally name dropped too.
It's really exciting time of the year. I actually really like sitting in the Writing Center and watching all the people once they get their interviews come in. And
yeah.
So that'll come later in the quarter. And once you know, if you hear back and get an interview extended, that's a whole nother process where you'll interview face to face with the hiring committee. And we've touched on that in a prior episode, I believe.
Sure.
But it's pretty chill. Pretty chill interview.
Pretty chill, but I think it's probably the same year to year where you have to demonstrate something.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. I've never done that in an interview before.
Yeah, you do like a little 5-minute demonstration.
Mm-hmm. That was intense. I mean, like, I think it's a pretty relaxed environment, but what you're being asked to do is notable, I think, mm-hmm. or at least like
you got to practice it. Mm-hmm.
I taught the hiring committee how to run the pick and roll play in basketball.
Oh. Nice.
I don't remember what I did.
Really?
Teaching a skill? What did you teach?
I taught how to play a card game, golf.
Oh,
I mean, four cards?
Oh, yeah.
I could teach you.
Okay. We'll do so.
You got to teach me the basketball thing because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what I taught.
You teach you how to make guacamole?
No.
Do skill. Hair?
Maybe I taught them to swim. I have no idea. Like, this is how you do the breaststroke in case you were ever located near a body of water. Oh, God.
Okay. So that's about everything. Can you think of anything else that I'm missing? For the prospective candidates out there?
If you are hired, you'll eventually apply to be on a team, and you should apply to be on Skrull.
Cool.
For me, I always tell people to not assume anything about this job. Like, don't think you're going to get it by simple virtue of being a good writer.
Yeah.
Don't think you can get this job because you can talk to people well. I think you need to be a certain kind of... you have to have a certain kind of just... unbarred inquisitiveness to you.
Mm.
And
I like that.
Unbarred inquisitiveness.
Right. Also, don't feel intimidated by the application at all.
True.
On the other hand of that.
Just be excited about it.
Yeah, we like people to be excited and passionate about writing and tutoring and in peer review. So
don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some fun with it for sure. It's a cool process. So with that, I think I want to transition into our first break.
Transition.
On the other side, when we come back from this break, we will be welcoming back friend of the show, James, from the outreach team.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about National Poetry Month?
Yes.
Or Poetry Month of America?
Nope. National Poetry Month.
National Poetry Month.
You got it.
So we will be learning about that. And on that note, our first song we're going to listen to on our break is... I'll let you explain because it's your song.
Well, I was just listening to my Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify last night, and mm-hmm. this song came up, and I thought it was adorable. It's called Pocket Full of Poetry.
By Mindy Gledhill?
Sure. I've never heard of her before last
So week. Here's Mindy, and we've got Poetry Galore coming up, and don't forget about the word of the day, tropology.
I don't do well if I'm kept behind an office desk inside. It makes me lose my mind, which wanders endlessly, where all the birds fly freely with their silhouettes in perfect symmetry. I've got a pocket full of poetry. I've got a head full of songs, a heart with wings. You couldn't tie me down to anything, and that's enough for me. I draw doodles you should, all will be well, they say. Life is a test, please give the best answer. A or B or C, pick one history. What if there's so much more to me? I've got a pocket full of poetry. I've got a head full of songs, a heart